Let us work through another example, this time illustrating a few different points.
A taxpayer purchased a property in May 1980 and sold it on the 1st of October 2010. Between 1980 and April 1989, the taxpayer occupied the property as his main residence. He moved out in April 1989 to live in his girlfriend's house. He returned to the property in April 1991 and resumed residence. In April 1994, he was sent by his employer to work abroad. The taxpayer returned to the UK in 2007, but never reoccupied the property. He sold the property in October 2010, making a gain of £600,000.
Once again, our requirement is to calculate the amount of the principal private residence relief available. Once again, we'll split the taxpayer's ownership period between periods of occupation and periods of absence. First of all, any periods of ownership before March 1982 can be ignored. We'll therefore start counting with effect from the 1st of April 1982.
Between April 1982 and April 1989, the taxpayer had 7 years of actual occupation. Between April 1989 and April 1991, the taxpayer was living with his girlfriend. To determine whether this will qualify as deemed occupation, we must look forward and see if the taxpayer returned to the property at some point in the future. We know that the taxpayer came back and lived in the property between April 1991 and April 1994.
Here, he will have another 3 years of actual occupation. As he has created a sandwich, we can consider the deemed occupation rules for the period in between. Here, the 2 year period will qualify as deemed occupation because it is a period of less than 3 years for any reason whatsoever.
The taxpayer left the UK to take up employment abroad in April 1994. The taxpayer never returned to the property before he sold it in October 2010.
This means that he will not be able to claim that the period during which he was employed abroad was a period of deemed occupation. However, the last 3 years of ownership are always treated as deemed occupation as long as the taxpayer has lived in the property at some time beforehand.
Therefore, the 3 year period from October 2007 to October 2010 is treated as a period of occupation. However, because the taxpayer never returned to the property and therefore has not created a sandwich, the period from April 1994 to October 2007 will be treated as a period of absence. Therefore, the taxpayer will have 15 years of occupation and 13 and a half years of absence. These total 28 and a half years, that is, the period between April 1982 and October 2010.
The taxpayer sold the property and made a gain of £600,000. The PPR relief is therefore the gain multiplied by the period of occupation divided by the period of ownership.
This gives us principal private residence relief of £315,789. The gain on the sale of the property is therefore £284,211.
From these two illustrations, you'll note the technique we use to identify periods of occupation and periods of absence. Simply identify each separate period, dealing with actual occupation first. Remember that any absences can only be counted as deemed occupation if the taxpayer returns to the property at some time in the future. Once you have a sandwich, you can consider the 3 periods of deemed occupation. Finally, do not forget that as long as the taxpayer has lived in the property at some point, the last 3 years of ownership will always count as occupation.
There follows 2 practice questions to test your understanding of the basic principles of PPR relief. To calculate Samuel's PPR relief, we must consider the periods of occupation and periods of absence.
Samuel lived in the house as his main residence between December 2000 and December 2004, so therefore he starts with 4 years of actual occupation. In December 2004, he was sent by his employers to work in Scotland. At this point, we must look forward to see if Samuel came back to live in the property. Even though Samuel never returned, the last 3 years of ownership, i.e. from December 2007 until the date of sale in December 2010, will be treated as occupation. However, because Samuel has not created a sandwich, the period between December 2004 and December 2007, whilst he was living in Scotland, is treated as a period of absence.
Samuel therefore has 7 years of occupation and 3 years of absence, making a total of 10 years. Samuel's PPR relief will therefore be the gain of £100,000 multiplied by the period of occupation over the period of ownership. Here his relief will be £70,000. Once again, let's build up a picture of Adrian's periods of occupation and absence.
Adrian bought the flat in March 1990 and lived there for the first 2 years, thereby giving him 2 years of actual occupation. We are told in the question that between March 1992 and March 2001, that is, for 9 years, he was absent from his flat because of employment elsewhere in the UK. To see whether this will qualify as a period of deemed occupation, we must first look forward to see if Adrian moves back into his London flat. Adrian did return to the London flat in 2001 and lived there for 5 years until 2006.
We therefore have another 5 years of actual occupation, and we've created a sandwich. We can therefore consider the deemed occupation rules. Where a taxpayer is absent from his home due to working elsewhere in the UK, the first 4 years are treated as deemed occupation. Any periods of absence up to 3 years can also be treated as deemed occupation. As these rules apply cumulatively, we can add these two periods together. Therefore, out of the 9 years during which Adrian was working in Bristol, the first 7 years are treated as occupation, and the final 2 years are treated as absence.
In March 2006, Adrian left his flat to move in with his girlfriend, and he never returned to the property. The last 3 years of ownership, i.e. from March 2008 until the date of sale in March 2011, can be treated as occupation. This means that the 2 years period from March 2006 to March 2008 will be treated as a period of absence.
It cannot be covered by any of the deemed occupation rules, as it was not preceded and followed by actual occupation. Therefore, out of the 21 years of ownership, Adrian has 17 years of occupation and 4 years of absence.
We know that Adrian made a gain of £315,000 on the sale of the property. From this we can deduct PPR relief. The PPR relief is the gain multiplied by the periods of occupation over the total period of ownership. The PPR relief is therefore £255,000, leaving Adrian with a gain of £60,000. This concludes this initial lecture on principal private residence relief. We'll consider further aspects of PPR relief in the next session.